Welcome to episode 875 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. A horrific locust infestation descends upon the land, swiftly followed by a crippling famine. Through these events, the prophet Joel delivers a stark warning to Judah. Unless the people undergo a swift and sincere repentance, enemy forces will consume the land just as thoroughly as the natural disasters. He implores everyone, from ordinary citizens to priests, to engage in fasting and humility as they plead for God's forgiveness. If they heed the call, a restoration of both material prosperity and spiritual blessings awaits the nation. However, a day of reckoning looms. When that day of the Lord arrives, the past locust plague will seem insignificant compared to the judgment God will deliver upon all nations. Then, in Joel 2, verses 25 to 27, the prophet shares the word of the Lord, "I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army, which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame." This promise of restoring the years the locusts have eaten is symbolic of God's ability to heal and renew what has been destroyed or lost in our lives. This can include lost opportunities, damaged relationships, wasted time, and spiritual decay. The locusts represent various forms of destruction and despair that drain life's vitality and joy. The passage emphasizes God's sovereignty and redemptive power. It portrays a God who not only has the authority to allow challenges represented by the locusts, but also the power and willingness to restore and heal. Joel wanted the people then, and us today, to understand God's loving character and his desire for his people's well-being and spiritual health. The promise of eating in plenty and being satisfied symbolizes the spiritual abundance that comes from a restored relationship with God. True satisfaction and fulfillment are found in God's presence and provision. The response to this restoration is praise and a deeper recognition of God's active presence and sovereignty. "You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God." This outcome reflects a transformative experience that leads to a greater understanding and acknowledgement of God's identity and his workings in our lives. The assurance that God's people will never again be put to shame points to the enduring nature of God's promise of restoration and the establishment of a lasting dignity and security in him. This is tied to the ultimate restoration that will be realized in God's kingdom, where there will be no more shame, loss, or suffering. Joel repeats the promise that God's people will not be put to shame to emphasize the completeness and certainty of God's restoration and vindication for his people. By promising that his people will never again be put to shame, God is assuring them of his definitive redemption and the reversal of their fortunes. This repeated promise underscores the transformative power of God's intervention. It not only addresses the immediate physical restoration from the locust plague, but also speaks to a deeper spiritual renewal. The repetition serves to reinforce the message of hope and divine faithfulness, ensuring that God's people understand that their future, under his care, is secure and honorable, free from the disgrace of past failures and adversities. These verses in Joel are a powerful metaphor for God's ability to restore what has been lost or damaged. We should view it as a holistic promise that encompasses spiritual, emotional, and physical dimensions of life. Joel continues the prophecy in verses 28 and 29, "And it shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female servants, in those days, I will pour out my spirit." The assurances in verses 25 to 27 of restoration and the removal of shame set the stage for the promise in verses 28 and 29 of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In the previous verses, God promises to restore what was lost due to the locust plague, a metaphor for broader spiritual and material restoration, ensuring that his people will no longer face shame or disgrace. This restoration is not only about physical abundance and security, but also signifies a renewed relationship between God and his people, where they are fully restored in dignity and standing. Following this promise of restoration and renewal, verses 28 and 29 expand the scope of God's blessings to include the spiritual realm, prophesying a time when God will pour out his Spirit on all people. This outpouring represents the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise of restoration, moving beyond the physical and temporal, to the spiritual and eternal. It signifies a new era in which God's presence and power are accessible to everyone, leading to a profound transformation in how his people relate to him and to one another. Thus, the connection between these sets of verses is profound. The physical and material restoration, promised in verses 25 to 27, serves as a precursor to the spiritual renewal and empowerment, promised in verses 28 and 29. Together, they depict a comprehensive vision of God's redemptive plan, encompassing both immediate, tangible blessings and the long-term, spiritual empowerment essential for fulfilling God's purposes on earth. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stands amidst a large gathering of people, proclaiming the fulfillment of an ancient promise, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, as foretold by the prophet Joel, hundreds of years earlier. This event is not merely a fulfillment of prophecy, but also a vivid demonstration of God's active presence in human history, a sign of his supernatural intervention that extends beyond the spiritual realm to manifest in extraordinary natural phenomena, both terrestrial and celestial. 50 days after Jesus' resurrection and 10 days after his ascension into heaven, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and other followers of Jesus in Jerusalem, manifesting as tongues of fire and enabling them to speak in various languages. This miraculous phenomenon attracted a large crowd and provided Peter with the opportunity to preach a powerful sermon that led to the conversion and baptism of about 3,000 people. The day of Pentecost signified the empowerment of these early believers through the Holy Spirit, transforming the people of the way from a regional movement centered around Jerusalem into a dynamic, global faith. Some scholars argue that this divine promise only saw its initial realization during the Pentecostal outpouring. Yet, its ultimate fruition is destined for the end times, accompanying the culmination of the gospel's earthly mission. This future event will be characterized by an unprecedented display of divine grace. The backdrop to Joel's prophecy underscores a pivotal principle: a heartfelt repentance precedes the lavish outpouring of the divine Spirit, ushering in an era of spiritual rejuvenation and abundant blessings. Far from heralding a time of destruction, this divine intervention is a precursor to a period of restoration and deliverance, a time when the natural order is renewed and God's people are liberated from the clutches of their adversaries. The metaphor of the anointing oil, ritually poured on the heads of those consecrated for God's special service, parallels the dispensation of the Spirit upon God's chosen ones. This divine endowment confers not only sanctification, but also empowerment, enabling the bearers to execute their divinely mandated missions with authority and efficacy, as exemplified in the scriptural narratives of Bezalel in Exodus 31 and Gideon in Judges 6. In this prophesied dispensation, the Spirit's outpouring transcends the limitations of past occurrences, expanding to a global scale where the divine presence and power become accessible to all earnest seekers of God. This universal outpouring fulfills the aspiration expressed by Moses in Numbers 11, verse 29, envisioning a community of believers where the prophetic spirit is not confined to the few, but is a shared heritage among all the faithful, irrespective of age, gender, or societal rank. Thus, in this grand design of divine history, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit signifies a moment of cosmic significance where the boundaries between the divine and the mundane blur, enabling a profound communion between God and humanity. It marks a time when salvation's offer extends universally, heralding an epoch where the fullness of God's Spirit indwells his people, equipping them for the ultimate phase of the cosmic conflict between good and evil and the final proclamation of the everlasting gospel to the ends of the earth. The promised outpouring of the Holy Spirit is God's assurance that we will not face the future alone. Empowered by the Spirit, we can confront the challenges of the last days with courage and proclaim God's love and truth to a world in need. Father, empower us with eager anticipation to welcome the Holy Spirit's full outpouring, that we might fulfill our divine commission with power and love, hastening the day of the Lord's return. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.